Storm survivors in the U.S. Midwest sort through the rubble. A group speaks up internationally for Syrian Christians, and a soccer match in Kazakhstan becomes more than a game. It's all coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Cleanup continues across the Midwestern United States, hit by Sunday's freak storms. World Renew's Disaster Response Director Bill Adams says they've got boots on the ground in the worst-hit areas, surveying damage and figuring out how to best organize help.
Perhaps more important even than cleaning up downed trees is the part of just talking to people and praying with people and perhaps helping people look for personal items.
World Renew will be sending in second wave cleanup teams. That's where teams build relationships. Adams instructs volunteer teams to be ready with an answer when questions arise.
You don't have to hit people over the head with the gospel. It is the most natural thing when people see someone coming that cares, that believes, and they ask you that question, why are you here? And you can share the gospel. And God uses that time and time again.
Now what?
I would just say to people, if God is nudging you, respond. Reach out.
We'll connect you with links at our website. Next, in a little more than 2 months, people from around the world will converge on Sochi, Russia, for the Winter Olympics. Russian Ministries is just one organization that's planning outreach. Wally Kulikov with Russian Ministries describes what they'll be doing.
We'll be working in 11 major cities of Russia, cities with a million people and more. We are incorporating over 500 churches who want to partner with us, training in those churches, plus the provision of literature.
Russian Ministries will be handing out God's Word to those attending televised Olympic watching venues.
Christians will share testimonies, they'll sing songs, they'll have events, they'll have plays, they'll have puppet shows, and then during these commercial period, we'll be able to give out the magazine, the Gospel of John, the complete New Testament.
Your gift of $100 purchases 50 Gospels of John or 40 English, Russian New Testaments or 100 Scripture magazines. Go to our website to get connected. This is Mission Network News. Advances by Syrian government troops are sending a fresh exodus of refugees into Lebanon. With no end to the 3-year civil war in sight, a neighboring country stretched to their limit, Open Doors USA is issuing a global petition. They're hoping 500,000 signatures will prod the UN to safeguard all Syrians, including the vulnerable Christian communities. Will you sign and share too? Get connected at our website. Pray the petition triggers positive change. Meanwhile, if Jesus were still on earth, where would he be spending most of his time ministering? Patrick Klein of Vision Beyond Borders thinks that perhaps he'd be sharing the gospel with those stuck in prostitution.
You know, I believe if Jesus were walking the earth today, he would be in those deepest, darkest places and bringing the truth to set the captives free. And I believe that's where we as Christians need to go and set these captives free. Tell them the truth about Jesus Christ.
VBB is raising money to build a safe house in Nepal for these women. They're halfway there.
Well, the goal is to see these girls come to faith in Jesus Christ. We're different from the world. The world says, let's just take these girls out of the environment and try to change it. But we believe that when God changes the heart of a person, especially these girls, they find forgiveness for their own sins, but then they can forgive those who have wronged them or abused them.
And imagine being on a soccer team and your next game is against inmates from the local prison. Would you be kind of scared? An Operation Mobilization sports ministry team in Kazakhstan reports it wasn't as bad as they thought. The OM team won 8-5 and there was no rough play from the inmates. After the game, a referee shared his testimony and several prisoners took interest in the gospel. Pray for changed hearts and lives as they learn more about Christ. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Christian Aid Mission is offering the free book, Finishing the Task. It features stories of Native missionaries making an impact for Christ in their own countries. The book chronicles 9 modern-day heroes of faith, all working in their own neighborhoods. Get your free copy of Finishing the Task at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.